okay, I suppose. That's okay.
I suppose.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Hey Miles.
Welcome to the exciting world of Static.
Yeah, very exciting this week.
Thank you for letting us enter your life.
Yeah, I'm letting my hair grow out, Miles.
You're letting your hair grow out?
Yeah, I'm letting my hair grow out. Yeah,
your butt hair.
Yes. Just my butt hair. Yes, my butt.
Your taint.
I'm styling it now. Yes, I've got a nice style going on, and let me post some pictures. And once I get it where I want, you know what I mean.
You don't prune a dead tree, Bob.
I have no problem growing hair anywhere else. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Bob.
You know what I mean? Say, hey.
I don't know. You're part Indian, though, right? Or something. You can't really grow hair.
I don't grow it on my face. That's for certain.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Now, why is that?
What's that?
Why is that?
Why? Well, it doesn't grow on my face that well. I'm just saying.
Too much estrogen, or what?
My genetic heritage prevents me from growing a lot of facial. Although my brother seems to have no troubles, but I do.
So. I have seen a picture of him. Yes, he's like crazy with the facial hair. He's all.
Over the years, it's gone back and forth. So he's been on both sides of the track. I don't know what you'd say. he can manage it. Yeah, he can manage his facial hair. I have no facial hair to manage. There's no land management.
Dan Haggerty would look at your brother and be like, God damn, you know what I'm saying?
Heck, you must have seen him more recent than I have, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does he still have a ponytail? No?
Wow. Yeah?
Okay.
Nice.
Hmm. No, I haven't seen him in a while. I probably haven't seen him in person probably, I don't know, maybe Easter? No. Maybe Christmas? No. Probably Thanksgiving. I'm serious. I haven't seen him.
I'm serious. Why is that? Why can't we bring you two together?
Well, at Christmas he went on some kind of trip, and then I didn't go up for Easter, so
yeah,
that's about it. I mean, we see each other at the folks' house on holidays and whatnot, and so if we miss a holiday,
down to his house.
Actually we didn't even see it at Thanksgiving because I was in I went to Christmas Story House at Thanksgiving time, so.
Just surprise him. Just show up at his door and say, hey, man, I want to give you a hug.
I don't think I want
to. What would happen?
Oh, he'd be okay with all that.
Would he hug you?
He'd probably wonder what was going on, but.
Are you dying? Bob, are you dying?
That's right. That's
why are you here?
That's right.
Why
that's probably here? What he would ask. You got cancer or something? I'm gonna lead him to the room with all the plastic. You know what I mean? One of the two things. Mm-hmm. There, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think he would enjoy it any more than I would.
Uh huh.
So, but he probably wouldn't be freaked out by it. I would be a little freaked out by it if that was reversed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, "What's going on? No, you can't hug me."
You should try it.
I'm not going to try. No, that's too far out of character for me.
Try it.
I'm not you.
I'm going to call you.
When was the last time you saw your brother, for Christ's sake? Come on. focusing on May.
I saw my brother. Okay, I for sure saw him April of 2012.
Oh, see? Look, there you go.
But then, no, I think I've seen him since then, but when was it? I don't...
Yeah. I'm not talking pictures.
Say April 2012.
I'm saying in person, so...
Yeah.
2012, well, I think I've seen my brothers since then, so...
Slightly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, once is all it takes,
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I see him now and again. Well, we don't live anywhere near each other, so, you know, it doesn't help.
Well, you're on vacation time, so, you know, you hop a plane, be like, hey, let's go see him.
No, I'm not going to hop a plane. Are you crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
I know I have a vacation. I have the vacation time, but he seems to always be the one taking the vacation, so.
Well, I'll go with him.
No, he didn't want me to go anywhere with him. Come on.
Invite yourself. Like, hey, man, listen, I want to go fly with you, man. Let's go. Let's
no.
Go.
Oh, my gosh, no. I don't. My parents went to Hawaii not too long ago, but.
Anyway, enough with your brother.
Oh, good. Are we off that subject?
I was completely bored for last 10 minutes.
Can I tell you, let me tell you about, you know, I have to look this up probably, but maybe you know, because you know, you're a smart guy. I say that without any sarcasticness in my voice.
I get scared,
Today, I was really hot, right? I was really warm, you know.
And, I just had to hear a whole half an hour how hot you were.
I know. Well, that's my story, so I'm just saying. No people with funny butts or legs or balloon features.
No ass.
Yeah, this week, it's just all about the heat. So I was out working in the heat doing some chores, and... oh my God, I must have drank like 4 water bottles.
Big K-Cola?
No, just water. And
Fago?
No Fago. Water. So what's that thing where you drink, you know, you overdrink water?
Yeah.
What's that called? I can't remember now.
It's
like overhydrating yourself.
Polyorchidism.
No, that's you got 3 nuts.
Pyroprism.
No, that's if you can't get rid of your boner. Anyway,
I know what you mean. Yeah, overhydrated, right?
Yeah, continue. I just couldn't stop drinking water. I just like boom, throw one back and drink a whole pint or whatever it is, and then work a little while and boom, and not like 15 minutes later, 20 minutes later, a whole another one. I was sweating a whole bunch. Which I felt like I was, because I'm a fat guy. Mm. I sweat a lot, so. Or, after that 4th one, I was a little worried. Like four drinks in like an hour or something. I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta like think about this.
I'm drunk.
You can get water intoxication.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's something called that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm
gonna drink my own pee.
I'm gonna, fall over here or something. That was just weird. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I just realized that I'm like, oh my gosh, I've drank all this water. So
nice.
Yeah, but I guess I don't think it was that hot today, but evidently I thought
I don't think it was that hot.
I didn't either. But
wasn't that hot, was it?
I did a little car jousting today. I went and got some lumber, do some work around the house, and
you're
I don't have a truck.
Wood.
Yeah, I had some wood. I don't have
you're
a truck.
Some wood.
So I, put it in through the front, all the way to the back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and so it's sticking way out, and.
Nice.
We were driving. My wife went with me, and we were driving home from the lumber place, Home Depot or whatever it was, and she's worried about me like taking out mailboxes and street signs. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's fine, no problem. You know, she had to sit in the back, you know, because this lumber was everywhere. Don't worry about it, no problem, whatever, you know. And I actually got kind of scared a couple times because I drove, you know, the Home Depot is nowhere near my house, so I had to drive quite a ways. And so driving home, you know, it's like, holy moly.
Your wood was riding shotgun.
It was riding shotgun, and it was outside the car, so.
Dang, wow. And your wife had to go in the back seat.
And she had to go in the back seat, so.
She could not handle all the wood.
That was too much wood, so.
It was too much wood for her, yeah.
We were chugging on down. I was trying to take it slow, but the hilarious thing was we finally made it home without any events, although there was a couple of narrow bridges. Because I kind of went the back way, you know, to kind of stay away from people. And it's like, it's lousy with fucking people around here. I'm like, what? Where are all these people coming from? So anyway, I normally go out early in the morning. I never see anybody. So this was in the afternoon because she wanted to go. And I'm like, what is with all these people? Oh, my gosh. And and so we made it home. But then I drove up and it was great. In one regard, but also I saw how precarious my situation was when I arrived at home safely, thank goodness, is I drove up in the driveway and the lumber went right on top of the deck rail and pushed a bunch of stuff off. the good thing was I bought the lumber to do some deck repairs, so I just pulled it right out of the car onto the deck, so. But I was like, that was sticking out there. I mean, it was like hanging out like a good foot and a half off the side of the car.
Nice.
That's what I said. Oh, my God.
Wow.
And we get did pulled
you put a red flag on it or something?
No, it was sticking out the front. I didn't put a red flag on it. It was on the
passenger side.
Yeah, passenger window. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of shifted, so it was even further out than it should have been, but I couldn't handle that wood. It just shifted around, you know.
Honey, could you grab my wood and pull it?
I did say that, but she did. She couldn't move it. It was too heavy.
She's like, hell yeah.
So, yeah, I was just like, oh my gosh, we're a bunch of hicks. This is so ridiculous. She was all worried. I mean, really worried about me running into people or something, taking out a bicyclist or something. I don't know. So
you're going to hit those girls in the face with your wood.
That's right.
I might. Except when I don't know.
So I drove up and knocked some, you know, stuff off the railing. So it was funny at that point, but I realized because I mean the car was nowhere near the railing, so I'm like, holy moly, this thing was hanging out there. Yeah, this thing was hanging out there. I'm telling you. So, are you okay?
I got choked up your whole story. Okay?
Yeah, choked up Mr. Phlegm, Christ's sake.
I'm a very phlegmy person, yes. I have a lot of issues.
Yeah, you're like super phlegm. You already gave me the phlegmier treatment there.
Sorry,
man.
Oh,
my God. So, anyway, what's going on with you? I'm, you know, knocking things over with my wood.
So my wife had to go to a out-of-town meeting and was kind of carpooling with a bunch of people. And
was she driving or was she riding?
She was riding. She was riding. Yeah, and it was mostly women, but there's a gentleman there who's very, very close to retirement age. Very close.
Was he farting the whole time?
And no, he was not farting, but he would kind of relay the story, I guess. And she thought it was very Miles Title-ish kind of story, and she wanted me to share it with you.
So he didn't say. He didn't turn to her and say something rude like, "I can smell your vagina."
No, no, yeah, no, it was nothing. No one was smelling each other's vaginas or nothing. No, it wasn't.
I'm just asking. That sounds like something you would say.
The gentleman
he didn't say cunning lingus, did he? Because that's something you
he
did
not
say.
No, there's nothing about cunning. The gentleman Bart. Bart goes to a late night Walmart run.
Okay.
He's getting some tools. He's getting tools.
What kind of tools is he getting at night?
He wanted a wrench. He was going to do something with a wrench and some, like, duct tape and stuff and, you know, man stuff, you know.
Going to knock somebody out or what?
He's going to knock somebody out, and he goes, he's trying to get through the express lane, and
Walmart's hell.
It's kind of like a, what's that?
Walmart is hell.
No, there was no one there. That was the funny part. It was very, very quiet, he said. Very quiet.
All right.
And so he sees kind of a middle-aged woman ahead of him, and, you know, T-shirt and shorts, you know. You're lean and mean, not too far in between, you know. Nice. You know.
And it was you, and you were out.
And it was me.
Cross-dressing for the evening.
Who likes short shorts?
You're wearing your Daisy Dukes, and you were out playing Duke Boys.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Yeah,
you got it. I knew it. I knew it. You're going, Uncle Jesse. Yeah.
Waving around the wood.
Yeah, you're more Uncle Jesse than Daisy anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. So she's got like two frozen pizzas.
All right.
Right. A couple of bottles of hooch.
So she's on a date.
And she's got like a couple candy bars.
I was gonna say a pack of Magnums.
And no Magnums.
And a couple cucumbers. Right.
So you know, sometimes you just check out people's stuff that they're getting, you know.
You do? I usually don't.
I usually actually catch people looking at what I'm buying for some reason. They're always looking at my cart like, wow.
That guy buys a lot of Vaseline.
This guy really eats unhealthy. He's a super unhealthy guy. And so anyway, she kind of must have turned around and caught him staring at the hooch.
Yeah.
Right. She goes, yeah. She goes, man, it's just really been one of those days, really hard day.
Yeah, gotcha.
And he's like, yeah, well, yeah, you can have those. He's like, yeah. She goes, well, the kids are gone for the weekend, and I'm just going to go home and eat this pizza by myself.
Yeah.
So he's getting the vibe like, you know, maybe she's, you know.
Oh, is she picking up on him?
Yeah, she's just kind of, you know, saying all this stuff. You know, like, oh, gonna be
That is a Miles title thing, because you would think that she was picking up on you whether or not it was real, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So, like, he's kind of, like trying to play it off. Like, oh, yeah, it's, two bottles of beer or whatever it is, and some two pizzas.
Two 40s, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 240, you know, throw the 40 out, you know, as they say, And she's just like, yeah, it's going to be all by myself tonight, I guess.
Oh, okay. Have fun with that. I got duct tape, just saying.
Yeah, I got duct tape and a wrench I could hit you in the head with.
That's right, I got a wrench and duct tape.
It puts the lotion in the basket. I don't know what you want. Oh, my
goodness, yeah.
But he gets the vibe like maybe she's, you know, like dropping some hints, you know. He's like, oh, okay. That's, you know, so he lets her go, you know, so she leaves. And so he pays for his, right?
Uh-huh.
So he's on the way out, and like in the lobby of our mart, they have like Redbox.
They have a lobby?
Well, I mean, an entryway. Let's just call it a lobby.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I'm being generous. So,
yeah, you know, you're being overly generous. There. All right, they got the Redbox.
There's woman there. What's that?
They got the Redbox in the lobby.
Yeah, and so he's walking out, and he sees her. She's almost like leaning against it, like looking around, like
looking for a good
time. He's like,
time.
Uh-oh, I think she's looking for me, you know. So he's like trying to avoid the eye contact, you know.
This is a story and a half. This is totally like you. Oh my God, she's looking. No one's ever looked for you, and this guy's probably the same way. I can't imagine.
I would have hooked up with Jeff Ray and say, hey, my name's Jeff Ray.
That's right. I'll meet you at the trailer park.
Where you go?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I'm kind of far away from home right now, but man, I'm horny as hell, man. I'm telling you right now.
Here's a picture of me playing football.
Yeah, I was made back in the day about, you know, 40 years ago when I played football. Yeah. Right. Oh, my God.
So this guy, did he help pick the movie out or what?
No, he, like, totally, like, avoided her, like, didn't make any eye contact, you know, just kept going and, you know, just left as soon as he could. You know, he's afraid she's going to follow him out to his car, you know. She's like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Some horny, you know, divorcee, you know.
No,
I'm like, shit, she can...
That's opportunity, I think, but...
I know, she can cook, you know, she's got the pizza, so you know she can cook.
Is that
she's
cooking?
She's got the food. She's got food, right? She's got the beer or the alcohol.
Apparently, I can cook.
Got the dessert.
What's the dessert? Oh, candy bar.
And she has like some candy bar, yeah. And then she, you know, hopefully you could help her pick out like a good screw movie or something, you know, like, hey.
At the Red Box, do they have such a thing?
Let's get Monster's Ball.
Oh my gosh. You and Monster, you love Halle Berry. From
you
want to
make me feel good, Barbara Manhall?
You fantasize about that movie.
Yeah, that is a good movie. I don't care what you say, man.
I didn't say it was a bad movie. I'm just saying that you put a lot of stock in that movie.
Guy, I like that. That and Swordfish. Yeah, I like Swordfish too. I'll be honest with you. I like that one too.
And I've never seen that one, so I don't know.
She's
topless, I heard, but that's just because you told me or something.
Yeah, she's out tanning, and then she drops her little tanning thing, and like, wow.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were just, like, you know, teasing this guy, like, man, the landing lights are on, dude. What the hell? You know,
yeah, well, hey. Yeah, he's a retirement age guy, you know, This woman wasn't saying nothing. She just was like, I'm hungry. I want pizza and beer. You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. That sounds a little funny to me. The girl be like, yeah, I just had a hard day and I'm going to be all by myself tonight.
Looking for a hard night, if you know what I'm saying.
Real hard night. Hey, do you like self-rising pizza or hand-tossed?
Do you want freschetta? Or DiGiorno.
Do you like delivery?
Yeah.
Or doing it yourself?
Yeah. Evidently, she wants delivery, so.
Yeah, I'd like delivery. You could bring it to my front door or the back door.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
I don't know why that would be. Only part of that story that's you is the, miss. Identification part of it, I think.
I don't know. It was funny. Even this guy was totally like, I think she was kind of catching the vibe a little, you know.
Is he an old married guy or what is he?
I don't know. He's a divorced guy. He's been divorced for quite a while. He's been out of the game for quite a while and just very content, you know, being his own. And
well, evidently he just has a wrench and some duct tape. He's all happy.
Well, you're looking for.
I don't know what he does with it, but.
I don't know. I don't. Yes, I should have some Magnum.
Did he have two wrenches? I mean, was it like a popsicle stick kind of a situation? Or?
I told him he should have been like, "Oh, I got to go back in health and beauty. I forgot something.
Forgot my Viagra prescription.
I want to get my Magnums over there."
Yeah.
I thought he should have said to her.
Should have said. And what else would you like for dinner tonight?
Mm.
How about a little cock?
How about some you like Chinese? What about a little cream with some young guy? Would you like that?
That's subtle. That's you.
You want a sausage sandwich smothered in underwear? Is that what you want?
Oh my goodness. That's lovely. Well, that sounds
like it made that guy's week. Yeah, I know. I will point that girl out next time you see her because I want to see this.
I got a strange feeling that none of this happened.
Yeah.
And he was just baiting all the women in the car.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
He's like, if anybody wants to finish the didn't quite get started, and I'm just saying, we're driving.
I'm sure he told it much nicer than I did. He was much more polite telling the story than I was. But
nothing gets you to your destination faster than a hand job. Just saying.
That's right. That's right. Either by yourself or somebody else. That's right.
Either way, I'm whatever you ladies
either
want.
Either way, it's a W in the win column, man. That's right.
Like a floor show, makes time go past faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's more of the title story right there, you know. Car full of women and you're just talking about your junk.
I haven't had any I haven't had anything weird like that since my nephew's wedding. I haven't had any woman kind of get all a little too close, you know.
No, well, about the fair or whatever, somebody grabbed your package.
That was a long time ago where someone got my package.
Oh, okay.
That happened a long time ago. And
I didn't think it was that long ago.
That was long enough by 1993, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, it's happened since then.
Maybe it was August 5th, 1993, about 8 o'clock in the morning. I still remember it.
No, this is one of your wife's friends grabbed at you or something. You're going to go to the fair to see a concert or something?
I was at a concert. Yeah, I was at ZZ Top. Yeah, this unknown lady.
That was in 93, because we've got a story on the recordings that you tell them that, so.
Yeah, she tried to pump the professor, and I said, hey, you know what? Maybe if my wife wasn't so damn close, this would be a lot more fun. But you're kind of killing her, you know what I'm saying?
All together now.
Yeah, my wife wasn't, you know, in the same state. You know, maybe we, you know.
What does that got to do with anything?
Well, I.
You don't want to feel that bad or what?
No, I would have let her fish around for a few more seconds.
Oh, right.
Oh, we have a winner. Yep.
I think that the fishing around part would be the letdown, you know, a few more seconds, yeah. And she would have been like, okay,
I think she was actually looking for a lighter, now that I think about it. I don't.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
I can't imagine why. I'm like the ugliest guy you ever saw, and like this woman starts like just totally fishing around in my pockets, like, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She mistook you for having money.
Well, she would be wrong in that account too, man.
Yeah, you got no money. So.
I had no money, no lighter. I don't know why. I mean, I wasn't against it, but I mean, you know, it, I don't know, man.
No, I wouldn't be letting anybody fish around in my pockets, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, well, she wasn't an ugly woman. I mean, she was a little too short for me, but I mean, you know, whatever. You know.
That was not my hand, it was my tongue. Got a tongue full of lint. Oh, my goodness. All right, well.
Well, you want to give me a rusty trombone, honey? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Rusty trombone.
Nice.
Google it.
No, I'm not going to.
Yeah. But if you want to give Bob a rusty trombone, you can call him up on our line and...
I don't even know hotline. The number. 314-something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, you'll make it up, but...
314. You want me to look this up again?
I don't want to put you out. I know you were tired and hot and tired.
I am it's getting warm now because I had to turn my fan off.
Yeah.
Dude, give me the hum a little song or something.
Last Friday night, we got drunk in my car.
Oh my goodness, I can't find it.
Bob went a little bit too far.
I'm not going to get there. Oh, there it goes. There we go. Oh, it's working. Okay. 314-827-6399. 314-827-6399, and give us a call, leave us a message.
If you've been groped by a woman, let's hear it. Let's hear your story.
Let's hear your groping stories. You can call...
You've been groped.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear you groping someone. We want to hear someone groping you.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Unless it was like your PE teacher or something like that, but I don't want to... You know, if it's something weird like that, then I don't want to hear it, but I mean...
You got to be of age. You got to be 18 or older.
Yeah, make it... Yeah, if it's something weird, you know, don't get... You know, whatever.
So 314-827-6399. Give us a call, tell us what you think, and we'll play it next week. How about them apples?